Good evening, colleagues. Good evening, everyone.
Evening, Chair.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Chair.
Yes, welcome back, Minister. And welcome at the MEC for Cogstar in the province. And I think the rest of the team were together during the day. Yes. I think we should start then with our meeting. MEC, when we adjourned earlier during the day, Mamusa was busy responding to questions. We had allowed the district to go back and put its house in order. Welcome, MEC Mutalebula, MEC of Finance as well. I see you are here now. I got your apologies during the day. So then we will continue with, it was Mamusa on the floor. Mayor, you will still be responding to the questions. Can I give you the platform to proceed?
Honorable Chair. Good afternoon, Honorable Chair.
Yay.
Minister, afternoon, MEPs, members of the committee, mayors. Honorable Chair, I was on the issue of legal advice or opinion. But,
good evening, Chair. Good evening, Chair.
Why are you disrupting my meeting, MEC? Because I've already welcomed you. You could have put your microphone on mute. And if there's anything, there's a raise your hand icon than being disruptive, MEC. Is there an emergency?
My apologies.
Eh?
I lost network, sorry, Chair.
Oh, okay.
No, I lost network. My sincere apologies, Chair.
Welcomed you. Okay. There's a raise hand option like what Honorable Kaba has done now. Mamkis?
Yebo, Chair. Good evening, Chairperson.
Good evening.
Chair, Sine Lokuzan. Sine PC meeting, Lana, and a PC meeting, special PC meeting, if he's stronger, cool. So, ngiyacela ukuthi ngiloge ini ngizo concentrate
about. Oh, Master Clinic, never heard about that. Master
Chester. Hey, ngizathini Che, umsebenzi wonke.
So, I'll accept your apology and you must switch that TV with whatever is behind you. Then it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Let's then.
Yeah, I'll look in Chair. I'll listen even to
no, you. It's fine. Just switch off that microphone and we'll proceed, ne? And lower your hand as well. Lower your hand on the system. Ma'am, please lower your hand. Okay. Can I plead with you as you speak? You must switch on your videos now, ne? At least the mayor was leading. Honorable Conegard want to raise something, Mayor, before you proceed with that issue that you were busy on. Can I allow him? Because I had suppressed him prior to us adjourning so that he doesn't have to come back the same matter. Honorable Conegard.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, while the mayor is answering, just a quick thing. In terms of the opinion and why it wasn't brought to council. In terms of my information, they threatened if he brings it to council, that they will remove him with a vote of no confidence. Can he confirm or deny that allegation? And then secondly, Honourable Chairperson, I think the Mayor must tell us, when was the last time that Mamusa Municipality had an ordinary council where he used this report? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So there's been no confusion on the court or interim court order and the legal opinion. So we have exhausted it earlier on the legal opinion. Proceed, Mayor.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair, for also allowing me the opportunity to speak in the committee. I just alluded, Honorable Chairperson, that on the 24th November 2020, the only thing that we have received from the Councillor Nico Kile, it was a letter. It was a dispute writing for the attention. Chairperson?
Yes, we are here.
Okay, I thought you were saying something. Then the letter, it was not the legal advice. We didn't have a council sitting discussing the matter on the issue of that was raised by Councillor Nico Kile by that time. The only matter that we have discussed in council, it was the matter of notice of motion from High Court, Mahikeng High Court, is the issue that we have discussed in the council. That's the only matter.
A notice of motion about what, Councillor?
The notice of motion on the issue of the appointment of the municipal manager, and also there were other issues, two issues there talking about the past disclaimers, and the other one was raised to say, the current MM, you'll remember by then, he was also the MM. They've also raised the issue, allegation of the MM was appointed the CFO who doesn't have grade 12 qualifications. Then the issue that we have discussed on the motion, we have said to the council that we must seek the legal advice on the motion by then. So the council has resolved on the matter to say, as the council must defend that motion. That's the resolution of the council on the issue of notice of motion from Mahikeng High Court.
Then you got the legal opinion dated 24 November 2020.
It was a letter written from a Councillor Nico Killian to attention of the speaker. Councillor Killian here, Honorable Chair, he was saying that I think I must just take the letter quickly to your attention.
Mayor, before the letter, there's a legal opinion.
No.
You don't know about the legal opinion of the chamber.
No, there's no legal opinion.
No, it can't be correct, Mayor. Can I ask?
Yes, I'm having a
letter. You don't have a legal opinion. Chair? You didn't see
no,
a legal
opinion. No, I'm having only a letter here.
Andile.
Honorable Chair?
Can you let me ask them to put it for you on the screen? And you tell us you don't know about it.
Okay, Honorable.
Andile, can you do that for him? Who's talking on the side? Mute your microphone, Mayor. Andile, are we winning?
Yes, Chair, I'm finding it now.
Can you see this, Mayor? Can you see it on the screen?
Yes, Mayor? I see it, Chairperson.
You have no knowledge of this. This is the legal opinion I was referring to you during the day. You have no knowledge of this legal opinion.
No, no, Honorable Chair.
You have never seen this legal opinion. Who committed
this? Never seen this legal opinion.
Who's Mr. Beko?
I don't know Mr. Beko now.
Don't you have any name, Mr. Beko, in the employ of your municipality?
No, no, no.
Hmm?
No, no, no.
So you have never seen this legal opinion? But it's directed to you. How does it become a public document if you never had sight of this? So you never commissioned a legal opinion as counsel. What do you say?
No, I've never, Honorable Chair, honestly, because Bekwa, Mr. Bekwa is there.
Mr. Bekwa is who?
I've just get the reason that Mr. Bekwa is the one who's waiting with the our lawyers of our legal team in the municipality.
Who's Mr. Bekwa? Yes. So it means Mr. Bekwa should be a lawyer? Mr. Bekwa was instructed to get such a legal opinion from counsel. Ne? And then your legal team knows about this thing. Because how does it happen that such a critical document meant for you? This, I've got reasons, unless you want us to call this advocate to ask him, was he not then instructed by the municipality? No, no normal counsel will just issue a legal opinion without instruction from an attorney. So you're admitting that Mr. Bekwa is counsel's attorney. You are admitting now.
Yes, it's what the one who's waiting
with our legal team. Is your counsel attorney who then, based on the instruction from the municipality, was asked,
yes,
because the counsel attorney wouldn't have just gone to approach an advocate in Sentin, where this advocate is in Sentin, you know, all the way from Mamusa to Sentin. I don't know how do you deal with your local content there. Unless if you want to tell us there are no good advocates in the Northwest, but it's for another day. I'm not interested on that. Check on the date today. It's fine. Can we go to the signature site, Andile? That's why I want the MEC to come in now here. Because the MEC gave a conditional concurrence on the 15th of February. Colleagues, yes. On the same matter, the MEC gave a conditional concurrence, and I want to understand on the side of the MEC office and the HOD, when you gave that concurrence, MEC, I think you need to take us into confidence and to understand these issues to say, how did it happen that now you still gave a conditional concurrence? Because here what you are talking about is the skills and the this concurrence, when you look at it, it sounds to be contradictory on the sense that also he had not yet received all the necessary documentation. And then maybe was this also given to you, MEC, when you gave that concurrence that you gave on the, I think it's on the, now recently on the 15th of, on the 15th of December. MEC,
yes,
you need to put in here before, yes. And then
interrupting, Chairperson, just before the MEC answers. I just want to remind the committee, and we can go and look at the records, but when we initially started, with our feedback from the presentations, I mentioned this in one of my points that I addressed to the mayor. And the mayor then can I say, lightly touch on it, and therefore recognizing that you already know about this opinion. So, Chairperson, I think it will be a good time to remind that the mayor that if he lies to this committee, there's quite legal implications for him in terms of this. So, just from my side in terms of that, Chairperson.
Yes, I heard him saying that earlier, but now isn't that all of a sudden he's saying no? Then later on when I ask with Mr. Bekwa, you can see he's trying to realize with this thing. Yeah, let's hear the MEC in the meantime.
Thank you very much, Chair. Where I am, we have given conditional concurrence, yes, informed by the submission made at the time, which included, amongst others, the resolution by the council on the full compliance and the successful processing of the appointment of the municipal manager. Secondly, that included the competency test. And when the HOD made a submission, we clearly said only on condition that within 14 days we are submitted, we are given the necessary documents. It is for this reason when we did not receive the necessary documents, Chair, we then requested the investigation, including making direct inquiry to the university that the MM alleged to have attended, which is the Northwest University, and unfortunately we have not received the response either from MM, from the municipality, or from the university. And for that reason, we had an interaction with the municipal mayor who expressed discomfort and thoroughly engaged us to request the review of the appointment of the municipal manager. I can assure you that the documents that were submitted did not include any document in relation to the legal opinion, and that what we have in our possession, unless it is fraudulently prepared, suggested otherwise, until when we received the inquiry from the public protector, then we became also suspicious. But what we have done immediately, and even before this meeting together with the mayor, is an agreement that it will be very difficult for the municipality, through the same municipal manager, to invest to help us in this process, and that the team from the level of the province is already consulting lawyers, and we have informed even the state legal advisor, that we are then requesting the nullification of the appointment of the municipal manager through the court. Unfortunately, there are other things that we might not necessarily make visitation to its nitty-gritties for the purpose of convenience, but it is a matter that one would say would find it very difficult to be assisted by the council, where we have a resolution of the council that says the municipal manager is meeting inherent requirements for the post. So we can assure the sitting here that we would move, because we would not, and we are not enjoying any cooperation from the municipality, and will request the nullification of the appointment of the municipal manager. I am done, Chair. Thank you.
No, I can hear you are done. And they remove this thing on the screen. Mayor, back to you. You insist this legal opinion was never brought to your attention.
Honorable Chair?
Yes. Because earlier in the afternoon, you had knowledge of this thing. But now, you didn't even know who Mr. Becker was. Until lately, maybe somebody reminded you. this document in the municipality since the 24th of November 2020. When did you submit your appointment documents to the MEC for concurrence?
It was, can I double check the date then? Can I check dates or now we'll check who that I must be?
The MEC responded to you on the 15th of December. HOD also can also assist HOD. When did you receive these documents from the municipality?
So I would not kick out the exact date, but normally it takes us a week to do the assessment of the documents that we have received and to advise the MEC. So it could have been the beginning of December.
So after this legal opinion was sent to the municipality, in the documents that you received, was this copy of the legal opinion part of the attachment?
No, Chairperson, in the documents that we have received, there are qualifications that showed that the candidate has a LLB degree and that he has the relevant experience in terms of management, and the copies of the adverts that the post was advertised and it was contested, but there was no attachment in terms of the legal opinion. So it was not there. We were not given the legal opinion, Jefferson.
Okay. You have got the date, May? Maya, you've got the date. You are speaking to yourself. Speak to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm opening the...
But you're
yes,
not
I'm speaking. The email.
But already the HOD is giving you clarity. You just need to tell us when in November did you submit the documents, because the HOD is saying the practice in their office, they don't spend a week. So it means then if the document was submitted to them by the 15th, they were able to respond. It could have been submitted to them from the 3rd up to the 7th. Somewhere.
Yes, I think it's about the 5th of November. 5th November, the 2020.
But you can still keep it for now when you are looking for that.
Okay. Ne?
Answer the other questions, because the issue here is central is around a dysfunctional municipality. Answer all those questions that you are supposed to answer. And then you'll come back to me on the date. Members want to make follow-up. They will make follow-ups, members, on this matter.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Because I was busy with the issue of... it was the one that was raised by Honorable Funival of the appointment of the municipal manager. Then you'll remember, Honorable Chair, that I've also requested, because I'm having the acting CFO and the 10th MM to assist on the issue of the response based more especially on the issue of the finances of the municipality. And the matter... Also, the issue of the post-audit action plan for 2018-2019. On the issue of revenue management, the total was 29.17%. The second one was procurement and contract management. Total was 16%. the percent was 10%. Operating expenditure total was 21.13%. Movable and immovable infrastructure assets total was 15. The percent was 9. Predetermined objects total was 15. Percent was 9. Asset management total was 18. The percent was 11. Other HR risk compliance prior year errors payable and receivable total was 54. The percentage was 32%. The total audit findings, exceptions, total is 168. The percent was 100%, Honorable Chair. Audit paragraph, the basis for disclaimer, summary total paragraphs and progress to date. Status action plans on audit paragraphs. Audit paragraphs not resolved, progress 8, percentages 47%. The second one, audit paragraphs in progress. Progress is 1, percent is 6%. The third one is audit paragraphs resolved. Progress is 8%, is 47%. Total audit findings, exceptions, progress.
Is that, when are you reading from?
Honorable Chair?
When are you reading from?
From the presentation, Honorable Chair, on the issue of the audit.
You see, we want you to take political leadership and address us. For the previous three consecutive years, financial years, this municipality has been receiving disclaimed audit opinions. Did the municipality develop a post-audit action plan? Did the municipality develop a post-audit action plan?
Yes, Honorable Chair.
What are the details of that post-audit action plan? Because you, as the political head, should be telling us this is how you are addressing to make sure that the municipality gets out of the red. And to just read those things, because I don't even understand what is their relevance. What, 8, whatever, 5 figures. What is the politics of it, if I may ask you that? Because I don't even... And that document can be shared.
I think on the
presentation, share with us which page of the... Because that's the reason why we said which page of the presentation of your document are you reading from, so that everybody can follow you.
Okay, Honorable Chair.
And I'm raising this because I don't get it. What are you actually responding to here?
It's number after... Honorable Chair?
Yes, proceed.
Yes. Under the page 6, Provincial Treasuries, MSMA Section 140 Strategic Intervention. On these pages, they didn't number the pages that I've been reading.
Yes.
From the presentation that we have sent to your attention.
Which question are you responding to? Because I'm personally the chairperson lost.
No, I'm on that the...
Well, lost to chairperson.
Everybody, because I don't recall that there was a question that has to deal with the issues that you are raising. The members have read your presentation.
So now I'm on the response of the audit action plan.
Yes, if it's there, you can send it because it's not attached to your presentation. Then the members can read it, but can you deal with the substantial questions as raised by them? Because the issue that the AG is the issue that substantial questions the SG, that the issue that is very critical and the reason why we called here, you've failed as the political leadership to exercise oversight on the audit itself. And you were also not responsive even when they were auditing. You were not providing that political leadership. And then link it to your dysfunctionality of the MPEC, because the AG was very clear that the only MPEC that is functional and working in this district municipality is the one for Taung municipality. These are the issues that we want you to respond to. In your delegation, I think you have an MMC for finance, if I'm not mistaken. There's an MMC for corporate services as well. That's the delegation that was given to me. Yes. Then I think those two can assist you to respond to this question as well. Because really, you didn't bring them to just come and watch you. And where is the chairperson of MPEC?
It's in here, Councillor Kok.
Councillor who?
Councillor Kok, Kunti Kok.
Hey, so he must also respond to us why is your MPEC dysfunctional, him being the chairperson of MPEC.
Yeah.
Because the issues that the AG is raising is purely lack of political oversight. And we'll never get it right if yourself as the political principals are not doing what you're supposed to do.
I don't see him responding, Councillor Kok, Honorable Chair.
Chair.
Yes.
Can the mayor please respond to our questions that we initially asked him earlier on? These are the questions that our people are asking. So can she respond to the question about MPEC's dysfunctionality? He's a political head of that, meaning that he's a president there in the municipality. So he must just provide us with some political understanding as to why oversight was not done in that municipality in terms of the audit outcomes that we have already read. We didn't sleep like the night. We read all these things. I can assure you that. So if he's not responding, I don't know what the minister must do, really. Because that is the highest level of incompetence from where I'm sitting.
Honorable Mtendi, your hand was up.
Thank you very much, Chair. My hand was up that time. I wanted to pose a question to the MEC, but I think we just jumped to that, gone into the mayor's response. And I'm equally worried that we are sitting here wasting time, the mayor knowingly knowing what questions were asked. And answers could not be sourced from both mayors. Earlier on, we are not expecting to still not be getting answers. We are expecting answers. Now, I think we must move on, Chair. If we are unable to get those answers, we'll keep on asking and asking up until we're not getting anything from this mayor. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable
Mtendi.
We gave him, when we break, we pleaded with him to say he must go back and relook at this. And I thought, Mayor, you were going to assist us to just say on this question, this is the response. On this question, this is not the response. And you are not doing that. I really don't know what must I do. I should must go back to the district now. Dr. Ruth, Executive Mayor, are you now ready? By now then, at least we prepared you during the day. Isn't that during the day you said you're only hearing these things for the first time? some of the things you didn't know about them, but we are saying this is the post-audit outcome of your own municipality. There's nothing new that we're bringing in, because ours is to check the progress, to say post the audit outcome, since the AG gave you the report, what is it that you have done as a municipality? Because the concern of the AG, there's no political oversight there. There's lawlessness that is taking place. No disciplinary procedures. I've raised a lot of questions to you to also tell me who are these people in terms of the AG report. I think by now you are ready to respond to the issues as raised earlier during the day. Executive Mayor? Mayor of Dr. Roots?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And good evening.
I'm asked by the parliamentary section that you must switch your video on. Go a bit up. You can see your nose up again. Is it a phone that you are using or a laptop?
It is a laptop, Chair.
So you must move to your, yes, that's better.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Your head is cut.
My head is cut.
Yes, go down a bit.
Oh.
Not taking your head down. Is this how you're gonna? Yes, that's much better. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson, and my apology for the previous presentation. I think the question that was raised later on, the first one was in relation to the VBS investment, whereby the matter was taken to MPEC, the Municipal Council, and the MPEC, after considering the matter, they investigate, and then the report was tabled to council. The MPEC also recommended to the council that consequence management must also apply. And then the matter was also taken to the disciplinary board, and then they tabled the report to the municipal council, and then they resolved. The council resolves now to suspend the municipal manager. The municipal manager challenged the suspension in court, indicating that it was an unlawful suspension. And then during that time, he lost the matter. While the disciplinary proceedings was undergoing, then the municipal council voted to unlawful reinstate the municipal manager. After the reinstatement of the municipal manager, the matter was put on hold, and the reinstated municipal manager then suspended all the officials who were witness to the case, including the legal manager. So in this regard, we remain committed to ensuring that the matter of the VBS is brought to finality and that all money lost is fully recovered. We are in the process of getting legal advice on how we can commence with the disciplinary charges. That was in relation to the VBS matter and the suspension of the municipal manager. So in relation, there was also a question regarding the writing of the VBS money. I must indicate that the municipality only made arrangement of paying all the money lost in the VBS investment. The money, the municipality did not take a resolution to write off the money. And then the prepayment of the supplier and the...
No. Can we stop it there? So what the AG is not... Because I want the AG to come in on it. Unless you can vehemently say that the AG is wrong on the issue of the writing of, is what you are saying?
Chairperson, I don't recall at any stage where the council take a resolution to write off the money of the VBS. The VBS was treated in an exceptional case. The money was not written off, and the council did not take that such resolution.
So what did you do?
The matter is still pending, Chairperson. The matter is still pending because even during the time when the municipality reinstated the municipal manager, they made it clear that the disciplinary hearing with regard to the issue of VBS is still ongoing.
The AG is on record. Maybe let me assist you on this matter. The AG is on record saying that 100 million meant for MIG projects was lost. 29 million meant for your water project as well, especially for the rural communities, was also lost. And then the question that one asked there was that, what happened to those identified needs projects? You're still coming to it, ne? That were supposed to have been implemented by this 100 million. And then we even ask you which communities were affected by that. You'll mention them and the status of those projects. The same with this project of 29 million for the regional park infrastructure grant.
Yes, and then,
because that the AG is on record to say these projects were not completed.
Yes, Chairperson. It was affected, the project was affected by this 150 VBS investment. In my deliberation below there, I will respond to the matter.
Okay, proceed.
Thank you, Chair. A prepayment of the supplier and services not rendered, it was one of the questions. The allegation of financial misconduct, Chair, against the municipal manager was leveled by the EFF in council. And then the council on the meeting of the 19th February, took February 2021, they took a resolution to issue a notice of intention to suspend the municipal manager. And he has been put on immediate suspension. Consequence management has took place during that time, Chair. And then there was also a question of excessive use of consultants. The municipality has been sourcing the services of external service provider to assist in the preparation of the financial statement. And that still has not changed the outcome of the audit opinion. However, the municipality has appointed the Chief Financial Officer, CFO, to ease our reliance on external service provider. So we are thinking that now that we have the CFO, then we are going to ease the usage of external service providers in that regard. And then in the AG's report, there was an issue of regression of municipal audit outcome. The regression in the municipal audit come is mainly from accounting for water and sanitation transaction. This affected how assets were accounted for, as the district had to start accounting for all assets in their books. In an endeavor to properly account for all the water sanitation assets within the district, the AGSA found a lot of error relating to valuation and completeness of the asset. I think I also have the CFO here, who has also logged in. I think he will also be elaborative, maybe to clear the meeting. And then the issue is the fact that service level agreement for water service provision is not also properly implemented. So the district is still not accounting for all transactions, including revenue and expenditure for water provision, as the local municipality has been appointed also as service provider. So this resulted in understatement of revenue, expenditure, asset, and liability. And then also, in regard to transgression of municipal audit account, the other issues that makes the other issue is that this issue makes the accounting difficult is the fact that local municipality also did not sign off the service level agreement, and therefore the AGSA could not ascertain the basis for accounting water transaction. Hence, we have the regression of municipal audit outcome. In relation to the supply chain management, responding to the same concern of the financial regression, the issue relating to SCM compliance also contributed negatively to the audit opinion, as all awards were found to be inconsistent to regulation, resulting in irregular expenditure. There was this question of how this 150 impacted on service delivery share. Pardon me as I go through my book to find the response. You will bear with me, a lot of reference before me. Yeah, Chair, the reality is that it is true that the VBS investment has severely affected the municipality to as far as the provision of service is concerned, with some projects left unfinished. And we wanted to deal with this issue, Chair, because in as far as we are now, we will be having a meeting with the executive committee sometimes the coming 2 weeks, so as to deal with the issue. So it is true that some of the projects were severely affected. But I also do have the CFO with me, who will now be explicit as to how some of the areas were affected. And what are those areas, if you allow me, Chairperson?
Before that, I'm coming back to the issue of the writing of the 150.7 million. your municipality is now from the AG 2018-19, a consolidated report. You are so confident that the municipality didn't write off the 150.7 million. But if you go to page 117 of the AG consolidated report, which is public document, I want to quote it verbatim for you, Mayor, because I will put it to you. You have got that financial oversight responsibility in terms of the MFMA, as we said earlier during the day. Because you seem having not read that report, let me read it for you. It reads, similarly, Dr. Ruth Sihumuti Mompati District is also in financial distress, compounded by the investment of 160.7 million in VBS Mutual Bank during the 2017-18 financial year, which was written, I'm underlining it again so that you hear me properly, which was written off as a financial loss. You still maintain that you didn't write off 150.7 million? So this is what SG is saying. It was written off as a financial loss.
Chairperson, I think maybe I should go and look at the resolution and the meeting that took that resolution. Because in as far as I am concerned, we did not approve to write off that amount. I can...
So the AG is wrong. You are saying the AG is wrong. You didn't get it right on this one. It's what you are saying to us?
I am not saying, because I did not confirm what the AG is saying. I am saying I will still have to go and to look at it because...
It's on record, Madam Mayor. Assist this meeting, please. It's on record that you wrote off this and the acting MM. It's on record, and you've been seated with these things for years because this is a 2017-18 report. Ne?
Yes, Chair, but however, Chair, before I became the executive mayor, I am also a member of MPEG, Municipal Public Account Committee. I don't remember where maybe we made recommendation that the council must write off that amount. I still remember that we put aside the issue of VBS. We have said we are going to treat it in an exceptional case. I don't remember.
Did you treat it as an exceptional case? Up to where you are now. How did you treat it as an exceptional case?
We have said we are still going to look at it. We are not going to write off the amount as we submit to the council that this money can still be recovered.
From 2017 to 18 financial year to up to date, you are still treating it as a special case. And then the AG further again raised it on their 2018-19 consolidated report. You are still treating it as a special case.
Yes, Chair, if you can maybe recall, the issue of the VBS is nothing that you can treat very fast. You need to give it a time. You need to follow due processes when you want to come to an objective conclusion. That is why we were saying we want it to treat it in an exceptional case. But maybe I can, through you, Chair, I can roll in the CFO maybe to clear this meeting.
Before you do that, I'll put it to you to say, exceptional cases, what is your turnaround time? Because you have been seized with this matter since the 2017-18 financial year. Now we are in the 2021 financial year. Then it's a special case. So you'll finish your term saying that it's a special case. That's what you are trying to say to us. That's the issue and the kind of leadership that you are providing in terms of the MFMA. That's the response because you will never dispute what the AG has said.
I'm again telling you, as the CFO is proceeding now, go and look at the AG's consolidated report, 2018-19 financially. That's the matter that was carried over. You'll read that this matter, according to the AG and the feedback that your officials and the whoever was the mayor gave the AGs, then was that this one was written off as a financial loss. But you are still telling us something that is contrary to what the AG, unless if you are saying the AG is wrong, it's only us who strictly right here. You must tell us that. Can I allow the CFO to respond? Then I've noticed at the end of Honorable Mutwenty. Yes, Mutwenty, something like, yeah. I'll get used to that. Fine.
Since the chairperson of the committee, this is the CFO Charles Malema. I just wanted to clarify first the issue of the write-off as the AGSA report. In this instance, I can confirm that CAN did not write off the issue of VBS. But what happened is they approved the impairment of the amount in our books. The AGSA was referring to the fact that the amount is no longer showing as cash or investment in our balance sheet, because after we looked at the matter, we realized that it might not be possible for us to receive the whole 150 million from VBS Bank. Hence, we then took the matter to cancel to impair the amount on the annual financial.
Can I plead with you to put your video on, sir?
Thanks, Mr. President.
Why are you in the car? Whereas you knew we were going to have a meeting.
Chairman, I just had an emergency that I needed to attend to. But then I had to pass advice so that you can.
Whom did you brought that to us attention? Because we were with you during the day. Another thing of the attitude of disrespecting the decorum of this house. Do you have documents with you at your disposal? Everything is here on your head.
I've got a laptop with me, Chairperson, that I refer to. Yes. Thanks, Chairperson. As I was trying to explain, that the write-off in this instance did not relate to cancel writing off the amount as the recoverable, but rather impairing the amount as collectible in terms of the accounting standards. So that is the first, because the matter is still sitting with MPEC for further investigation at the moment. That is with regard to the VBS issue. And secondly, let me indicate, Chairperson, with regard to the impact of this 150 million that was invested. Firstly, let me assure the committee that the municipality has repaid the amount that is due to Treasury. We are left with the last tranche of repayment that will be done during the month of March, and then the municipality will have repaid this money back to Treasury. But secondly, the municipality managed, even though it was hard in the past 2 years, to try and internally fund those projects that were negatively affected by the fact that we've invested this money with VBS. And the projects have continued and are still continuing because we've every year have been allocating funds to try and complete those projects. But obviously the investment has negatively impacted the project completion on those projects. Thanks, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Mutwenty.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I think this actually confirms what was said by the AG, that there's no follow-up on prior year issues with Office of the AG. The municipality made a follow-up in terms of issues that were flagged by the AG in the report. They could have actually picked this thing up. Now, it's so unfortunate that it then comes to this, where we must tell them that this is actually what happened, and it appears if the Office of the AG is misleading the meeting. Now, the other thing that I want, the last thing, Chair, that I want to go in, is the issue of this repaid money. The CFO, you know, speaks as if, well, this money is repaid, yeah, and that's it. But you took the same government money, the same money that should have, that you should have reinvested to do some other services of a municipality, and repaid that money. So the money is not yet repaid, because the money must be recovered from those that actually made that investment to VBS. So I don't want people to be proudly saying the money has been repaid, as if the money has been retrieved, actually, as if the money, we have actually received the money from VBS. Or from all those that were actually involved in that process. So you must not proudly be speaking of repaid, as if the money still remains lost. We are still not aware where that money is. Thank you very much.
I will never doubt the integrity of the AG office. Same with the Honorable Montwenti. We will never doubt the AG. I think that is a Chapter 9 institution that ascribes to professional ethics. So whatever I said here, this must go back to the municipality. And I will allow the AG to talk to this matter at the end of the day, because there's no way that the AG office, because like the other, I'm trying to raise this because you are saying it's now we need to either believe the municipality or the AG. Can I allow the MEC, and then followed by Honorable Mutwana, before we ask follow-up questions, and they respond to the issue of Honorable Mutwana. MEC?
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, where I am, I think I do not have the same understanding, because I'm the municipality internal investigation, which commenced on the 29 June 2018.
Can you first switch on your video so that we see you? We are scared we might be talking to a ghost.
Yes, no, thanks. But you won't see me because I'm struggling with the network. There is no electricity on my side, so I'm just in the street, just in front of my house.
Okay.
Okay. My leader, I was explaining that I'm sitting with two contradicting reports that talks about 2017-2018 financial year, where we had in July 2017, 60 million that was belonging to MIC that was invested, that was supposed to have matured in October 2017 with interest of 1.2 million. And in February, March 2018, the municipality invested 150. That made up the follow. That was coming from 100 million of regional bulk infrastructure grant, which was a conditional grant. 29 million from the municipal infrastructure grant. And I mean 29 million. And 21 million was from building fund for 60 market, which was own fund of the municipality. During the time when the municipal manager was suspended, there were internal investigation which commenced on the 29 June 2018, and the report on internal investigation was concluded even by MPEC and tabled to council. And the findings were that the municipal banking and investment policy was not consistent with the Act and the MFMA, but also that the municipal banking and investment policy is not consistent with the investment regulations, and that the impact discovered that this was financial misconduct. According to the policy of municipality, the official should have consulted the mayor before committing on any investment. The mayor was not consulted. Now, this is the matter that in the context of Section 61 of the MFMA is about the fiduciary duty of the municipal manager. So the council at the time resolved to review the adopted municipal banking and investment policy so that it should be consistent with the MFMA and the municipal investment regulations, but also that the council considered the preliminary investigation report from risk management unit, that the council implemented the minister's directive to the fullest. And as a result, where AFTAS made an inquiry 2 weeks ago about the progress. One is that I've got the report from the lawyer who was conducting investigation. One, that report indicates that there is a direct claim made to the liquidators of VBS. And in that context, it is assumed that the expectation is that the money shall be refunded. But secondly, the investigator concluded that he could not continue further beyond that because the municipal manager was not cooperative. Now, the report that I got on the basis of consequent management details a different picture, but the legal implications on the part of the council and litigation is that on the 4th of September 2019, the executive mayor received copies of the notice of motion and founding affidavit from Mr. Jerimund Nonela's attorney filed with the High Court on Tuesday, 3rd September 2019. Now, the report suggests in the summary, so that I must not take you long, is that the municipal manager and his administrative team could have misled the AG and altered the actual, what was correctly happening, which is the claim made with the liquidators by the person who, before the municipal manager returned from suspension, had already made a claim with the liquidator. So where we are, it is possible that the information that has been supplied and maybe populated in the CRAP and that informed the view of the AG is the information that is incorrect and manipulated. And I'm sure we'd agree that the AG would always depend on the assurances that comes with the responsibility of the accounting officer. And even when the AG conduct the audit, they look into the AFS, which would have been preferred on the preference of the municipal manager. But secondly, they go into the predetermined objectives. Then what happens? Even when you have not achieved what you are doing as a project, but your AFS are in good shape, the AG would have a view on it, and they will make things green. But in this case, what we suspected, because we have already served the municipality with a letter to say we intend to evoke Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act, is that the AG could have been misled, and that in the submission to the AG, it was that there is a written off when there is a claim made with the liquidators. For the purpose of this meeting, can I request that the department would interact with the municipality and make available the report to the committee by the latest on Friday, 12 o'clock? Because there are two contradicting reports, and there is a different understanding on the part of the administration, and also the CFO is a suspect on this matter as well. Now, we would not have any proper information until we then make a validated information available to the legislature, to the parliament on Friday, 12 o'clock. That's my understanding. And it is correct in that context that the council would have wanted to engage further on the matter. Chair, the report details the extent to which the municipal manager is dishonest. And I don't want to make visitation with it, but I will attach all the reports, but will over and above have the submission made on what happens to be the view and the actuals from the provincial department. Thanks.
Fair enough. Honorable Mutwana,
Honorable Motswana.
No, thanks, Chair. In actual fact, I am partially covered by the submissions by the MEC.
Can you go a bit down? We can go a bit down.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. I had wanted to come in because we can't allow in a meeting of this nature, the national parliament, that we allow a situation where the view of the AG is going to be contested without having to put forward a different view or a proof before this particular committee. Now, in the event that the mayor seeks to then indicate that the AG was wrong, the process to contest that would be through counsel, to take the matter to counsel and afford a platform to, then after having received a report on how the CFO would have misled counsel in terms of your Section 71 reports, that ordinarily would expect that the mayor must be receiving monthly, and the finance committee also that would have then perused the same report. So it can't be in this particular platform wherein would then abuse it to want to contest the matter of the AG, because there's no law that says the AG's findings can't be taken on review, but it cannot be utilized in this particular platform. If they want to take it on review, it must then be done through a process of counsel, wherein a counsel resolution would have been procured in, and after thorough a discussion on the matter. The matter that report of the VBS is still pending because it's before the MPEG. Honorable Chair would know that earlier on the AG said the only partial functional MPEG in this particular district is in Taung. That means even the MPEG of the district municipality is not functional. Now, the mayor is saying to the meeting that we should expect a report from a dysfunctional MPEG, which is not going to come, even if we can give them 10 years. So it then goes on to say that even that same MPEG is not even given tools of trade to can conduct the necessary oversight that it is required to can do. We can't say the matter that has been in the public space since 2016 and so on. It is still pending even today. What the municipality was supposed to have done is in line with your sections 170 and 171, 172 and 173 of your MFMA, which then directs on how the process would have been handled in terms of opening a case with the law enforcement. It does not necessarily say there has to be any investigations. Once the Auditor General listed municipalities in the province, here, Dr. KK, Dr. SM, Mafikeng, Madibeng, as municipalities that has invested irregularly in the VBS, why should you then say ordinary councillors that does not have experience, expertise in terms of investigations and so on, must go and conduct the investigations? Because then the AG went even further to issue a management letter that indicated how then this money was siphoned from the municipality. The MM in question, Honorable Chair, I want to indicate that he is a former CFO of Dr. KK in Klerksdorp in Orkney. He's a former CFO of that district municipality before he was recruited by Dr. RSM. In Dr. KK also, you have an issue of an investment in the VBS at that particular municipality. So this is a habitual person who somehow is able to, I don't want to use the word cook, his reports to ensure that matters that come to council each and every time are complicated to the extent that councillors, ordinary councillors, cannot interpret them. Because we are still sitting as a province that Dr. KK is even still refusing even today that they have not invested in the VPS. But evidence before the AG is that they have indeed invested. The last issue, Honorable Chair, is that the same district municipality is in a habit of investing money because it's indicating that they had repaid the national treasury. There's a last transactions that they are going to do, and everything would then get back to normal. At the center here, it's not about the repayment. At the center here is that someone has put his hand at the cookie jar. Now, it's not the question that the CFO should be responding to. It's not that have you been able to repay the money. It's even wrong to repay the money. You can repay that particular money, but it is not consequence in management enough if you have not acted on the matter. So you, by trying to then say you have repaid the money, you are trying to say there's a cover-up of that because you are trying to say to us, treasury is satisfied it has received the money. Now, Chair, this municipality, Kagiso Notahung, Naledi Lekwatamane Mamusa, had to suffer the actions of the district municipality because then monies that were meant in that particular financial year, the subsequent financial year, had then to be taken away. It's not, the district does not generate money. So it can't be correct that the meeting is told that we had then used our internal money to fund projects. It's not true. It's because you had to make other projects that were already in the IDP to suffer so as to, there's money left to can then try to repay national treasury and as a result invest in the bank. Your normal FNB and APSA banks so that then you generate interest. These interests are then taken as internally generated money and they are now funding projects. And this is what then the attempt to mislead the committee. So I wanted to make those particular points, Honorable Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mutswana, because where I'm seated is when I'm damn frustrated because it's like it's a concerted effort to mislead this committee. But I thought the MEC was trying to, you can also see that the minister has asked to be recused. They're still having an IMC meeting now. So what she said to me was to say for me, good luck, Chairperson. And that statement on its own is loaded. Because you can see we're not getting anywhere here. And we'll time and again keep on reminding people you are under oath here. And we don't want to take you to be the examples. I think you must respect the decorum of this house and you must be honest. Honorable Kaza, you had an issue to raise with the executive, with the mayor. Can I allow you to do that now, quickly?
No, Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, I think that in the absence of the answers, the tries to be spontaneous by contesting the findings of the AG. The finding of Dr. General, we should be a guide to make things better for his municipality. And if he does not, if she's not able to give us answers, then it begs the question, why should he continue being a mayor? Why should he continue leading our people? Because obviously, if he can lead us in the community, or let alone our communities, who are the end users of these services? Can he tell us? Can she tell us why should he continue being a mayor there if she can't provide clarity on the issues that we've asked here? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. The issues that you need to respond to, especially you in particular, the CFO, the dishonesty element of it, because also I think this issue to say the locals had to suffer because of the consequence of your actions, it's a matter that one needs you to also address us on that one. And then I'm mindful of what the MEC has said to say, seemingly even the district, we're not going to get answers here, the way things are. Ideally, I should have just sent you back just to say you are wasting our time. Because the issue that I also want to raise, tapping on what Honorable Mutswana has said, can you list the kind of assistance that you've given to this local municipality, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic? Isn't that you're claiming that your system is an odd? And then also the issue that the National Disaster Management Center will ask us, Chairperson, do oversight on the emergency fund that has been given to yourself for the COVID relief. What happened to the money? Simple accounting things that we want you to also respond to. And then the Disaster Management Center will always tell me that in terms of your issues here in the province, the question that is very pertinent for you, especially of the district, is with regard to the issue of the progress with regard to the intervening on the damages caused by the Eloy's also and the other seasonal rains. Then the minister, you will all recall that she also declared the national state of disaster on the 24th of February to enable you as a district to reprioritize the funds to deal with the disaster as the contingency reserve is empty at national. So how far are you on the reprioritization given the status quo of your finances? Have you ever started that process in order to also restore the damages that might have been caused through the disaster? Because then if you can't basically deal with the issues in a normal situation, I wonder how's your capacity in dealing with disaster to that effect? Because in a normal functional environment, it's your failure, because what we see here is just lawlessness, complete disregard of the laws and regulations of this country. Is what if then there's no even systems of how to address issues, because that's what the AGS said. And if you want to still contest it, I raised it earlier to say, also give me the list of those things. Who did what? What remedial steps have you taken? That is not coming forth. The CFO tells me, because I was asking him, because in particular, he should be the one giving us the details. But he just stood up and said in 3 minutes, this is what, opted to ignore all our questions. So I should think, colleagues, unless if you want to say something again based on what Honorable Cesar said, because he sums it all. And I think that's the feeling of every member in this meeting now. We'll have to reconvene you when you are ready. And I'll request you now this time, Executive Mayor, to respond to all our questions as raised in writing. And you must respect the decorum of this house, also mindful of the fact that the MEC is going to be coming out to brief us on this status quo of this district. Because honestly, if you have this district that's ailing, that has got a constitutional mandate to support the locals, I really don't know what's happening in those locals if you've got such a
dysfunctional municipality, district municipality. More so, you are a water service authority. What is happening to our people? So these are some of the issues that I should think I need to dismiss you on this note, with the view that when you come back, because I don't even want the AG to come back, because you're going to be embarrassed on what you are saying currently. But I want also the MEC of Finance to comment now. Are you actually happy with what is happening here in this municipality, MEC? You can say, yes, all is well. And we want to also hear your commitment to that threat. Let me see you, the finance. Is he gone? HOD Kunen, is the MEC gone? Unmute MEC. Unmute MEC.
Unmute MEC.
No, thank you, Chair.
Sure.
Yes, I must indicate that we are having serious challenges with municipalities. We are we just concluded the midterm assessments, annual and midterm assessments of all our municipalities, not all of them, last week Friday, and I can share with you that all is not well. It is not raining, it is pouring. They are quite serious, as you have indicated, Chair. But we are committed to give that support. We've been engaging them. Mamusa, we've already put him together. That started in December just to provide support around the BTO offices. So we are trying to start a process whereby we try to handhold, because we said that we cannot just send a technical team to municipalities and then there's no improvement. We need to handhold them, because as and when we send these technical teams, the challenge is that the municipalities have no capacity. Within the BTOs, we've made that assessment, and there are challenges in terms of the BTOs in the office, but we are committed to provide that support, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, we'll move along the proposal by the MEC. MEC will try to reschedule you towards the end of the term, so that you can then come back and brief us on the status of the district.
Okay, much appreciated.
Yes, then we need to move to the next municipality. I've pegged Mamusa. It will come at the end. Can we deal with Naledi? Naledi, can you give the mayor and the MM to 5 minutes because of the other challenge that we had earlier, MEC, in your absence? These colleagues, it was only Dr. Ruth and Mamusa who submitted their presentation on time. These other ones didn't do that. We had to fight for the presentations in the morning. And we hope it has happened for the first and the last time, because we have got the rule in this committee that documents must be received by this committee 24 hours prior to the meeting. So that's why I'm allowing then the mayor and the MM to talk to the critical issues as raised by the AG. You're not going to read your presentation word by word. Members have had the opportunity to go to browse. As I'm talking, I was going to think that you are busy loading your presentation on the screen, that you talk to it for the 5 minutes. Then the mayor will also introduce the team, and then we take it from there. And members will be able to interact with the presentation. Naledi, over to you.
Good evening, my Honorable Faith Mutambi, the Chairperson of the Committee, and all committee members, including the MECs that have been present, in MPs from the level of national MPLs and MPs that are present in the meeting, and also the officials from the responsible department, especially the COCTA and the finance department and so. But I just want to outrightly render a humble, humble apology. I was there, I have locked in during the day when we were also counted as a municipality that we did not submit the report. Our humble apology will never, ever undermine, especially the level of our parliament session. We have never done that, so our humble apology for that, Chairperson. But quickly, because we are in 5 minutes, I just wanted to introduce members that I'm with here. I am with the Speaker of the Local Municipality Councillor Group. I am also with the Chief Whip. She's also here. MPEC Chairperson. I'm also with the Acting Municipal Manager. I'm also with the MMC for Community Services and so on. As you are saying, our focus should be on the Auditor General's report. I will do so. As and when we arrive in 2016, we have found the municipality on the serious right footing in terms of AG outcome. I can tell you that they have almost 4 unqualified reports, including the 2016 when we arrived. Coming the 2017 going forward, the 2016-17, during our time first year, we received a qualified report, I want to be honest with you. And then the 2017-18, we received disclaimer, and the 2018-19, we received disclaimer. And the 2019-2020, they are still busy with it. We have not yet received a report on it. But I want to tell you that our serious gaps that we have found, as our way in, there was a way out of every senior official, including the MM and the CFO, including all other directors. Their term was coming to an end. So we struggled to recruit, we struggled, we managed to at least get an MM that we appointed in 2017. We appointed in 2017. But we did not get along with the MM that we appointed due to financial misconduct. We immediately acted, as you are expected, in terms of the Finance Management Act. We immediately acted, get him suspended, or procedurally, we did not fail the procedure. But as and when we are going on and on with the sitting of the disciplinary case of that MM, the story comes into our mind that our money that we are spending legally are even going up, you understand. They are going up in terms of our budget. And then also, we were looking, the same MM, because of the nature of the case, suggested to the municipality that he wants to be settled. Then because of that thing that we have seen, that our legal work goes too much up, then we decided to say we can settle. We negotiated with the lawyers, these lawyers and so on and so on. Then our lawyers also advise us that it's advisable because the legal fees are going even up. So then from there, we were sitting with no officials. He was acting. As I told you earlier on, that as and when we arrived on the right thing, we only have money to source it. Then last year, at least with the help of the province, we managed to get at least 3 directors, which started 2019. They started 2019. The director for community services, the director for technical, even the director for corporate services. So we have about 3 directors that we have been working with. But I can tell you, since our inception, we did not have a CFO to date, but we managed to appoint the CFO who can start any time from now, as I speak, maybe 2 days, 3 days, or Monday he will be starting. We are fortunate that that CFO is highly qualified. He has even passed the competency assessment with distinctions. It's fair that we should also pronounce these things. So I can tell you that in terms of the province, in terms of preparation of the AFS and preparation with other financials, the provincial department of finance has been assisting with even one body sending them. They have been appointing service providers from their side to go and assist. We have also, they have also sent us certain officials from the Adiding as intervention to go and assist in finance. We have a very, very, very weak session of our finance, I can tell you. You can even look at our books. Our books hasn't been going well. I can tell you that I don't want to hide anything. So as we speak, Madam Chairperson, I don't know whether I should hand over to the MM to go through the audit findings here, or with your permission, and so on and so on, so that I don't take long, because we have allow us 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll allow the MM to take the 4 minutes to raise critical issues. I think you might have heard our line of questioning, so that when that time comes, there's not a lot of gaps. Can I allow that? You took long, Councillor Nyoshank. You took long, man. Fine, let's proceed.
No, thank you, Honourable Minister, and again, the person. With our situation, I would just like to give a glance on how are we going to approach. We've developed a Gantt chart on addressing the unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure identified. And the first one would be to, we have already started the process of recruiting senior manager, like the CFO already will be starting anytime from now. And also the third party's payment expenditure register, which we have on the 21st of March, and also the portfolio committee sitting to interrogate the account officer's report on the 18th March, and our council sitting to reflect the report to MPEC and the terms of reference on the 31st of March 2021, and also MPEC sitting to interrogate and investigate on March and June, that interval, and also the MPEC report to council on the 29th July 2021. But there is also something we need also to have to change our approach when we look at the vision and the mission of the municipality. The thing is, we are a revenue-based municipality, and we have a strong base of agriculture. We depend too much on just collecting revenue. It is important, because you can see already, if the district doesn't support the local municipalities, we are going to stay strife-toned. It is important that we look at industrialization to say we have to set up a local economic development agency within the district to support these municipalities to can survive. One of the things will be industrialization. We are a base here, but with no LED outcomes, you'll also see with our studies and also with things which happen from the district. We have business cases of sewer, and also to improve our water input to the communities, but with poor quality of feasibility studies. For the past 3 to 4 years, we have studies made from the district of our sewers, but we cannot even now touch something physical and see where do we have risk, and also to rank the opportunities to integrate solutions to can deliver to our poor communities. So those are the things, but we have support from Treasury, from the province. We also have support also from the province, from COCTA, and we've been interacting with them continuously so that they can help us with governance issues, because it's not easy where we are sitting. Maybe you also see on TV the type of pressures we have from Naledi, and we are just a water provider, and we don't have the license as the guys would determine the rate at which we should distribute water. You look at our reservoirs are not in good conditions. We don't have even security around our reservoirs. You look at our network was never calculated or have parameters that will look forward-looking about in terms of the development of our town. So there's a lot of things which we need to reverse it. We need to reverse it, all our partnerships also, Minister. Thank you.
Okay. Members, let's interact with the Naledi municipality. Can I see a show of hands, members?
Yes, sir.
I see. I've noted Honorable Show. I've noted Honorable Show, committee members.
Yeah.
There are members that I see their hands are up, but their respective political parties, they had the responsibility to let me know who are they, what are they doing. Because I see somebody raising their hand, and I'm not familiar with this MP. That whether it's an MP or an MPL, I don't know. But I'll first prefer to give members of the committee. Maybe you can text me. I see you've raised your hand. You must text me on the chat group to tell me who you are. Then I can offer assistance. Send me a private message. I want to apologize. I might not know all of you. So you must text me if you want to speak. Tell me a brief summary of you, then I can then understand that. But normally you will first give members of the committee an opportunity to speak. Can I allow Honorable Shaw in the meantime to interact with my lady?
Thank you, Ruth.
Welcome, Honorable So.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. And I welcome the report. My question straightforward will be that you have just mentioned that you are doing well on collecting revenue. Then my question would be, how much did you collect monthly? And then you have also talked about the reservoir that are not in good conditions. If the reservoir are not in good conditions, meaning the entire communities there are drinking dirty water, which is also harmful to their health, what is it that you are going to do that you make sure that the reservoir are in good condition and you clean it? Because we know that the reservoir is supposed to be clean every after 3 months. But now, if it is us that we are ignoring our people to drink dirty water, it is also unacceptable. Give us the reason. When are you going to repair and your reservoir to be in good condition? Yes. Those are my two questions, Chairperson, because
okay.
I joined very late as I was somehow not well.
No, it's fair enough. While the others are preparing and the others that have asked them to send me a chat group. Okay. Honorable Job Diliso. You are Northwest MTL Scopa Chairperson. I'll give you an opportunity to speak. I see your hand is up. But then, before I do that, I'll ask the mayor and the team, when does your municipality envisage publishing its 2018-19 annual report and 2018-19 audit reports? You know they are still outstanding. I want to also know, Mayor, has the municipality had anyone liable for this failure to comply with the legislative prescript? I mean, failure to produce reports, and then you are paying. Then I want to ask then, what are the qualifications of your senior management team, starting from the MM in that in particular, if they can't even produce basic reports? Then let me hand over to Honorable Job Diso, the chairperson of SCOPA in the province. My colleague, ne? Strictly on a lady, sure.
No, thanks, thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair. I think you raised the question that I wanted to raise. We will be meeting with that municipality tomorrow as public account. They failed to submit two reports, not only one, the 2017-2018 and 2018-2019 annual and audit report. And I think the other matter is that that municipality chair, without taking...
No, Mato. Honorable, mute your microphone, please.
Sorry, Chair.
I understand.
Hello?
Honorable Diso, sorry. I was trying to call the colleague in order. You can proceed now. She was interjecting you. I wanted her to mute the microphone. You can proceed now. Proceed, Honorable Member. Proceed. Honorable Job, proceed.
Am I audible, Chair?
Yes, my apologies.
Because on my side, I can't hear you. But let
colleague,
me finish.
Let me finish, Chair. Okay.
I can hear you, Chair. I echo the same sentiment that you raised. I want to know why they didn't submit the report. And the other thing, Chair, is that the same municipality have, it's one of the municipality that was working with the secondment of the MM, which was irregular, which they pay that person from the coffers of the municipality for some time. And I think there are no services in that municipality, not taking a blame that the district doesn't support, or both the MECs for Treasury and COCTA are not supporting. And the MPEG is dysfunctional. When they report, they must just be honest, because we're listening to them. Tomorrow they will be appearing at public account. Thanks.
I pity them. Then Honorable Kravan Chava, and that will be Honorable Motswana in that order. Honorable Kneval.
And Chairperson, I just have a quick question in terms of the municipality's council meetings. When were the last ordinary council? Chairperson, I'm going to ask this for all the municipalities. This for quite, can I say, explanatory itself, is that the municipalities in North West do not have ordinary council meeting settings. We know what the law says, that there has to be one in every quarter. And I know especially Naledi, I think the last one was early in last year, but I can stand corrected if the mayor can just ask to answer me on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. And then can I allow Honorable Prajika and Chava?
Thank you, Chairperson.
I'm Keith.
Hello, Chair. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Chair.
It's now Kubon. I want to see you.
You want to see me, Chair? Hey, Keith.
I agree with the Adam meeting.
Yeah, I think she is another one at the meeting. Yeah, it is me here, Che.
Yes, proceed.
Okay. But the, because it's the phone, I'll put down. Chairperson, thank you. Thank you. And let me welcome the presentation from the Naledi municipality. Chair, in this municipality, they were talking about the unqualified audit for some couple of yes, that was very good, but now there is a disclaimer. What is happening now? Why now there is this disclaimer following the unqualified audit before some couple of years? Yes. Okay. Another issue. Why they have so many vacancies of not filling posters to hire people? Because we know in South Africa, our people are crying with no job, with no work, if I may say. They are having a poverty where they are. Now, instead of hiring permanent jobs that are available to this municipality chair, they are hiring consultants. These consultants, they are not even transferring the skills to whom, because there is no one hired. Because if they hired these consultants to make sure that they are transferring the skills to the people that have, they were filling all these posters. There is a overall of vacancy rate in the finance and the senior management and the key position vacant, chief financial of a municipal manager. They are using consultants. When are they going to fill all these positions to make sure that they have people, people they want to work? But they are blocking people to hire people with this consultant chain. My question is that if they are not hiring the people so that they can get the consultant to translate the skills, when are they going to get a people that will know how to deal with the municipality problem? They will also, they'll just only rely on the consultant until when? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair. I just asked my question. I think it's somebody else. Sorry, Chair.
Now Honorable Mutswana will followed by Honorable Muntwenti. Honorable Mutswana.
No, thanks, Chair. Just a few questions. Can the mayor, on behalf of the municipality, confirm that the acting MM came as part of the Section 139 intervention, and he was deployed as the LED specialist? And during that deployment of the intervention as the LED specialist, what was the outcome? And Chair, I've participated in quite a number of your meetings with regard to this 139 interventions where people were called specialists, experts of some sort. Yeah, specialist experts and so on. And because Ned, currently as he presents now, he's talking to some certain things that he's still wants to advise council to do, but I just want to the confirmation from the mayor. And council subsequently appointed him as the director technical. And now he's the acting municipal manager. Now, is it true that the MM does not have experience as a director or so? The requirements that we do have for one to be appointed as a acting municipal manager in compliance with your Section 54A of your Municipal Systems Act. Now, if there is experience, where the acting municipal manager worked and as what? Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mutana. Then I allow Honorable Moon Kwendi. Can you tell your surname properly for me? I'm staying in Zimbabwe South. You must understand these things for us.
It's well understood, Chair. It's fine. It's Montoya.
How do you spell it? How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it for the last time? Let me try it. Do it for me.
Montwedi.
Montwedi.
Yeah. Much better. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, the Naledi municipality, at one point, the council had a meeting with the premier where the municipality had voluntarily requested that they be dissolved as a result of issues of leadership in that municipality. Now, the mayor and the acting MM, they just made a presentation now. I just want to check with the mayor in particular because the AG flagged the issue of leadership.
I must ask you to put on your video.
Oh, okay.
I'm
at least still in an office. I'm not in the car.
That's what we want.
Yes. So there was a voluntary from the side as a result of political infightings. AG has also flagged the issue of leadership across our municipalities in the district. I want to know the chair from the mayor, what is, did they manage to stabilize the municipality politically, or is the situation still there? Because if that is the case, what they had presented earlier, it is just a futile exercise because they are quick to present that they are busy doing this and this and this. At the end of the day, some of those things that they've said they are going to do are not actually done. I'm also referring to when the acting municipal manager was speaking on the issue of the MPEC investigating the fruitless and irregular expenditure. He spoke like somebody with authority that indeed that will happen. But we have a problem where they are still sitting with a prior year a fruitless and wasteful expenditure that has not yet been investigated. How are they going to ensure that this year and all the other years in a fruitless and wasteful expenditure, they actually give an account to and ensure that all those that were found to have actually been responsible in incurring that, all that money is recovered from them as it's indicated in the provisions of the MFMA. Now, the other issue, Chair, is that the Naledi municipality, I've known it for many years as an institution that is highly bloated in terms of its organizational structure, where they are far below the norm in terms of the percentage. I want to check with them now. What is the situation with regard to that? Is that still the matter? And the mayor, they must also respond that we know in your Naledi, you don't have good relations with the labor. There are serious fightings between you as the municipality and the labor. there. I want to know what is the position there. There was recently an award by the CCMA of the municipality reinstating about 50 or so 100 employees. What is happening with regard to that? Have you reinstated them? And your reinstatement, it will actually take your percentage in terms of your workforce to what percentage? Because already we know that it is actually far exceeded. Now, Chair, I'm very happy with what Honorable Jiso raised to say that it is quick to point fingers somewhere else and forgot that you have got your own problems internally. You in Naledi, I mean Vryburg as I speak now, I'm in Naledi, you know the roads, the mayor, you know the roads. You know the problems with the roads in Naledi. There's a complete collapse of service delivery here in Naledi. And I've not seen you in about a year or so just trying to rehabilitate some of these potholes, some of these dams that you are swimming in as you are driving around your town in Naledi. What is it that you're doing in terms of dealing with that situation as it is? And lastly, Chair, on the issue of water, you, Chair, there's a serious problem here that many times, people from the location in your Hubudi or people from your are actually more affected in terms of provision of water. Water is never running from the taps in Hubudi. And yet, in the township where you are staying, in town, yeah, in Newtown, there's consistently water there. Why are you unable to at least share water so that the same pain that the people of Hubudi have felt for over a year, others must also feel it? Why it appears as if you are too quick in servicing the interest of white people and you are failing to service the interest of black people by ensuring that our people get water? It is the reality, it is happening. Is it because your engineering section is still controlled by white people who then prefer to give water to these white suburbs and leave our black people suffering in the location? And you are here, a black mayor and a black municipal manager. You are failing our black people. So I want to check, Chair, in terms of that, to say, what is
just
it?
A point
that
of order, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson,
point of order.
Yes, Chair. Chair, as far as I know, that all communities must be served, not only black or white, but all communities. And the honorable member should keep that in mind. Thank you, Chair.
And that's the spirit in this committee.
No,
can I
come in, please?
I'm not saying no community must be serviced. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Yes. So I must be understood. I must never be called context. But I'm saying equally, black people deserve water. It can't be consistently white people getting water in town, water in their gardens, and our black people don't even have water to drink in the location. That's what I'm saying. I must not be misunderstood, dear Chair. Thanks very much.
So that thing is clarified. Let's proceed, colleagues, in terms of the responses. Put your hand down, Honorable Muntwendi. Sorry.
You will never come right, Chair. Let's give up.
Yeah, I'll just call you Honorable Mutusi. It's fine. You don't mind. Okay. MEC, you want to be the first one to respond, MEC for Finance? I see your mic is on. Finance MEC? You want to be the first one to respond? Or then mute your microphone? Mayor? Respond to the issues as raised, and then we'll allow the province to respond as well.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chairperson, once more. Chair, I was really just summarizing and gone to the Auditor General report straight. I don't want to beat around the bush or to hide anything. Honorable Muntwidi, as he was saying,
there was even an intervention with the Premier of the Northwest that we requested, that we have been insisting, because we were even... Am I audible enough? Or anything there?
We are listening to you attentively.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that, Chair, he's quite right that the division, I summarize it because I was given 5 minutes. But, Chair, let me tell you that the municipality was taken over by gangsters. I want to be honest with you that me, the mayor, the chief whip, and the speaker, and the other colleagues were assaulted right in the meeting. So, Honorable Muntwedi is right. We even, during the intervention of the premier, because we were foreseeing danger, that our life was in danger, we self-requested those who were assaulted because we were still receiving threats at that municipality because it was taken over by gangsters. I want to be honest with you. So he's quite right. We were not hiding anything, Honorable Muntwedi. It's like that. But let me indicate to you so that I went straight to the question. The issue that we did not also include, as and when I make the presentation, Honorable Chair, was all about the unfunded mandate by, firstly, the district. The unfunded mandate that we're experiencing was since 2016, as and when we arrived to date, Honorable Chair. The unfunded mandate that we received from the Department of Transport and the Licensing Board, Chairperson, the unfunded mandate that we received from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture about library services that you are doing. I can tell you the money that we have been counting at the district, that money that we have been counting, we were also doing a reservoir which was stopped due to those monies that were supposed to be funded by the district. It was funded by the district, but it was stopped, and it was even reduced the capacity of that thing during the VBS. We have not been receiving the water and sanitation equitable shares all along. All municipalities in the Dr. Roof are falling under, in terms of fire and disaster, they are falling under a district. We have not been getting anything, Chairperson. Even the question of intervention, it was automatically stopped. We don't know why. We have been listening when the mayor, the current mayor, she's the current mayor because she's about 2 weeks in the office by the name of Kalalele Sereko, that the things that were directed to her, I don't want to defend to her, but I was listening carefully and say, really, 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 this thing in terms of inheritance, there's nothing that we can do. Even if you find problems in an institution and you are deployed, you take a full responsibility. So I was feeling for her because she's almost 2 weeks. She's not responsible for all these things that all municipalities, 5 of them under Dr. Roof, has been suffering the intervention.
No. You are going off the tangent now. You see, can you respond to the questions that I directed to you?
Yeah, let me get the two reports.
Yes.
The two reports that we are owing, the one of the Auditor General outcome as well as the AFS. We are sitting on Thursday, Chair. We have been referring this report back due to the issue that this report did not have supporting documents and they did not even have portfolio of evidence. They were just report for the sake of being reports. So we have been saying we're not going to pass this report because they are not credible reports. They don't say anything anyhow. So our delay was also based on that, due to that. But let me get into the Honorable Councillor who was concerned about the appointment. I can tell you that we have appointed the Director for Corporate Services who has honors. Yes, I'm speaking to you. The Director for Corporate Services. He was in the last 3 months or 6 months also acting as an acting MM, and he did qualify to act as an acting MM. We have also appointed the director community services. She once acted in the other 3 months last year, who is also qualifying in terms of that. They have also, both of them, passed a competency test, independent competency test that is done by National Coopta. The director that they've been talking about the technical services, fortunate enough, because we are having a session with the Honorable Mutuana and Honorable Biso tomorrow, we can provide them with their qualification. Our session is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We can even be able to provide it before, so that they go through it, that thing. We are not hiding anything. I want to be honest, Chairperson, we have been under very serious stress of that thing. So because we don't have more time, council meeting, the speaker will respond, and then the qualification has respond. And payment, the payment of the people that has been sent by the province, the time when we're under section 1391B, it's on record, Chair. We have warned us, all of us, to say we must be careful as and when we speak here. The province was the one in terms of they were assisting us by appointing those MM. They are the one that they were paying everything, including the accommodation, the traveling, and any other thing when these people were deployed to our district to come and assist, to our local municipalities to come and assist with capacity. It's on record, and I'm saying it, because I'm sure COCTA MEC, if he's still there, or the finance MEC, they will confirm that. So, Chair, I'm ending there. The other colleagues from my side will add. Thank you.
Victor?
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The issue...
Can you introduce yourself, your name, please?
My name is Councillor Clifton John Groep. I'm the Speaker of Naledi Local Municipality.
Okay. Proceed.
Yeah. There was a question by Honorable Groenewald, when last was the ordinary council meeting. Council, in terms of legislation, is supposed to take place every quarter. Now, the scheduled meeting of last year was supposed to take place on the 30th. It was postponed. There was a meeting on the 19th of November. The council meeting, the ordinary council sitting, is towards the end of March. That's when we will have the meeting, the ordinary council sitting for the first this quarter. So that was the only question that was directed to me as the speaker.
Okay. Who else want to respond from the municipality?
I just want also again to say something, Chairperson, on the question of the qualifications. For myself, I'm a mechanical and material science engineer, and I'm also holding an MBA, which is a master's in business admin, which is a dream of every CEO. I also want to change the strategy of the municipality, more especially on consultants, because what I realized when I came there, we have a contractors like ANASA and RMS who are running our smart meter. We are doing partnership with experts like CSIR to centralize those expertise within our municipality to have youth out of school and our bloated labor to run those expertise within the municipality to cut costs and just leave the expenses of the algorithm with the license of the contractors. The other issue I would like to also say is we have a lot of support we got from Public Works, which we are going to fix the roads. It's only the sequence of some of the rains disturbed us now, but we already got some of the material, even 30 pipes of 300 millimeters, which we already got from Public Works. The issue of the water is, the bulk water is not in our hands. The bulk water is in the hands of the district. But we are also busy with an e-wallet system to improve our revenue with CSIR.
Can you hold the December do wants to raise order? Honorable Mutus.
Thank you very much, Chair.
just on that, I just want to check if the acting municipal manager has got any experience in local government. Because I think that was asked.
Yes, I have experience in local government, not directly from a local government, but advising through the Department of Trade and Industry on advanced manufacturing to look at the profiles of local municipalities, what's the import export profile, and regenerate their economy. I also worked in the office of MEC Mutalipulo Khosho, where local municipalities will report to that office on economic development issues, and then we will advise. I also worked in a stream of areas where I developed centers of excellence in advanced manufacturing. Some of them are at advanced stage because of...
Is somebody speaking?
You see, this is the problem that we are having. I think Honorable Motswana raised this thing, Chair, to say people are sent to municipalities as experts. Having worked at the provincial department, having advised on issues of municipalities, does not make you qualified in terms of what is required in terms of people who are working in local government. For you to be a municipal manager, you must have been a senior manager in local government for a period of more than 8 years. I think this confirms that even the MEC, you send experts to municipalities, experts that have not been exposed to an environment in local government. And the same experts, because they are said to be experts, they then come and do a trial. In servicing the people. That's why we're having some of these problems. So I think Lingana MEC, you must look into this issue, because I think you are the ones that are actually creating some of these problems that we are confronted with today, that people who do not have experience in local government happen to be leading local government. I'm really sorry, Chair, but thanks for the time that you've allowed me.
Do you have CPMD to ask you a straightforward question? Because that's the requirement for all senior managers in municipalities.
Chairperson, I'm completing it in June. I'm studying it at Wits University.
So you'll be finished. You are still studying. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Fine. That's the issue. Because you need to have certain competency to... You might be qualified for other things as technical experts and all those things. But it's clear, there's clarity on this matter on what qualification must you have in order to work in a municipality, because this is a specialized field. So that's the matter that your mayor said is prepared, is going to show you your qualification tomorrow in Scopa. That's what he said. So it's up to the committee to lead with that. But the issue is that one, that has been a trend. The 639 interventions. When councils receive these experts, they think they can just absorb them. It has been a trend. But yeah, that's when they are sent to assist the province with intervention. They see opportunities in the municipalities, and they don't want to go. I'm not referring to you, but that has been a trend, and a very negative trend at the end of the day, because there are instances what we experience when we're dealing with intervention, as Honorable Motswana. Those people, once they get appointed into these municipalities, they also disappoint the councils. The case in point, you can look at the Imfulweni story. This is exactly what happened. So, but it's a matter that as and when we refine our legislations and all this other thing, this is the matter that we need to seriously attend to. Can I hand over to the MEC for Cockstown to respond?
Thank you.
And I'll allow the MEC for Finance to also say something.
No, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, in short, we have, in fact, today at the legislature, pronounced that we will be engaging a lady man on having appointed a person who does not meet inherent requirements for the post as acting municipal manager. Section 54A subsection 2 of the Municipal Systems Act states that a person appointed as MM or acting in terms of subsection 1 must at least have the skills, expertise, competency and qualifications as prescribed. Chair, it, on section 54A subsection 2A provision A of the MSA, it stipulates clear a person appointed to act as municipal manager or a manager directly accountable to municipal manager may not be appointed to act for a particular period, but there is a provision that the MEC can grant an extension and so on. It brings us in. It is not the responsibility of the municipality alone. Chair, if you give us another 5 to 7 working days, we would have redressed on the issue of the acting appointment. To the understanding of the Systems Act, it is that the person should have acquired a particular exposure. So the experience of the municipal manager there is what we call a secondary experience. It's not primary. But importantly, at the level of our department, we have cancelled retrospectively the policy that placed many of this section 139 as expect when it's not true that they were expect. The important part, Chair, that we must appreciate is that whoever preside over the municipality must have had at least the particular exposure for the security clearance. The person we are talking about has had no such security clearance. And I can assure you, Chair, that where I am, I have effectively made sure that those we are beginning to deploy meet particular requirement of security clearance. Security clearance lapses and it has different levels. The confidential level of a security clearance is the lowest security threat and is good for 15 years. The secret clearance lasts 10 years. Top secret clearance must be reinvestigated and reauthorized every 5 years. We do not have that situation, but he's presiding over the municipality. I pronounced already that I'm going to engage them on that, or I will drag them to court. It is simple. If they don't have the person they prefer meeting inherent requirements, they must request the provincial department to intervene. That is not the matter I want to engage. Chair, on the issue of water, the just district municipality, when they invested at VBS, the requirement from water and sanitation is that if you have not used the allocated money, you must return them. When they had to return the money they invested in VBS, they made the communities to suffer. Where we are today, Dr. Ruth Chomuti Mumpati owes Sidibeng Water Board established in terms of Water Act and declared in the government notice by the Water and Sanitation Minister as responsible for Dr. RSL. They are owing it 400 million. Two, we have had a bullying district municipality that removed security appointed by the Water Board, replaced it with their own security. That undermined the security of this country and chose service providers standing under the tree. It is not only there. It has happened at Gauteng, that is why we are having a crisis. It has happened also at Magalies, Madibe, that is why we are going there Monday. We've got a problem. My submission for the purpose of progress to this meeting, Chair, is that we will also on Friday, 12 o'clock, make a submission to the committee for processing at the point of the adoption of their report on what then compose the challenges facing Naledi, and submitting together with our value chain 154 support and the repackaged or a reimagined package of support for the municipality in the context of the how we turn around the municipality. It is not true what they are telling you here. Where I am, I already have people who came to the office and submitted and say, I've paid the mayor this much so that this mayor should give me this tender and this much. So the battles there have nothing to do with the service for the people. The battles there are shaped by the understanding that the people do not know whether they will return to the municipality. And that is why they can pick up just anyone and recklessly. And this is the reason that I will be dealing thoroughly with them, both administratively and even at the competent court. I'm requesting that for the progress, we will interact with the municipality. And by Friday, we would submit the report that provides the reality and the clarity. We know the political contestation and contendings that mislead these people to think that they can do as they wish. And when you intervene, they call you factionalist. We are going to redress on the administrative matters relating to Manalidi municipality and care less about how politics behave there. The system, the processes, the structures that we must have administratively must be resistant to any change of leadership. That is why when we had serious problems at health, you can bring any manager tomorrow. The systems will confine you to a particular understanding and you would never deviate. I'm requesting that we should not maybe waste your time on this municipality and allow us that by Friday, 12 o'clock, we should submit a report as the provincial department, including on how we will redress over and above that, how we are going to help Naledi to take a new shape. It is not true that the person we are talking about meet any single inherent requirement. There are many people in the street here who are holding doctorates. Others are even senior counsels. Not all of them would be meeting inherent requirements as prescribed by the law. Thanks.
This is becoming hectic, MEC. I should think at some point we must then give you also an opportunity to give us the state of municipalities in the province. I think that's very key and significant. MEC Finance. MEC Finance. Is she here in this meeting? Unmute MEC. Yay, proceed. You have muted again. Unmute your microphone. MEC Finance. MEC Finance, unmute. Yes, proceed.
No, thank you, Chair. Am I audible, Chair? I have network problem. My apologies. Chair, I just wanted to end that we have been supporting an electricity. Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to indicate to the that we have been supporting the municipality with annual financial statements for 2 years, and there has been challenges within the big 2019 as it ended. We made an assessment across the board in terms of our BTOs, the strength of our BTOs in municipalities, and market at Naledi. Actually, it was also when we did the analysis in terms of financial status. It's one of the municipalities that are in serious financial constraints. And it does have serious governance challenges and also administration instability. And that has been there for more than 5 years. I must put that also on record. As Provincial Treasury Chair, the support that we provide is mainly in financial management and I indicated that we have done some secondment. We did second the CFO to implement the MFMA in the previous years, and the CFO was unfortunately recruited at another municipality within the district. I think it was Kagiso Nomolopo. But we do provide that support, and we are availing our personnel to support BTO, mainly in gap filling to perform critical functions within the BTO. Hence, I said earlier, Chair, that we want to start a process of hand-holding municipalities, because as and when we do this, provide support, we send our officials, provincial treasury officials, to provide that support. We find that the gap that is there, it's the incapacity that is there, it actually needs a process whereby we handhold. In other municipalities, officials that just sit back, allow treasury to proceed with their work, especially on consolidation of annual financial statements. So we've agreed on a process that we need to start to handhold. But also with the handhold process, the reality is that in the BTO, we can share that with the committee, the analysis that we've made. Across the province, the weakest link is within the BTO. We don't have people who have qualifications and the expected capacity in terms of financial management, understand issues of supply chain, issues of asset management. So we are trying to look at that, on how can we continuously provide the support. But we cannot continue to provide the support where municipalities at the end of there's no even capacity in terms of handholding. So those are the challenges that are there within our municipalities. And over time, Naledi actually has been supported, and it is an inherent challenge for more than 5 years. But we are, Chair, we will be providing that support. Thank you, Chair.
Allow Kagiso Mulapo to present.
Evening.
Yes. If you can go a bit higher.
Hello.
If you can go a bit higher. Go a bit up. Yes. We want to see you, Majoro. There you go.
I am humbly apology for delaying the report on this morning. Good evening, all of NCOP, COPTA, mayors, and officials. I'm with Speaker, ESCO member of the Chairperson of Infrastructure, CFO, manager in the office of MM, I'm raising apology for MM. A chairperson.
Apology of the MM?
Yes.
Why is the MM not here?
It's got in the accident.
You are the one that you said in the morning.
Yes.
You couldn't present the report because the MM is in an accident. Oh, okay. I'm glad that you are the only one. That's why we started with the apology. Proceed, Mayor.
Okay, Chairperson. Chairperson, with due respect, I forgot my glasses. So, please.
You are not at home.
Okay.
You are not
Can
at
I?
Home.
Yes, I left at home. Please, Madam Chair, can I allow CFO to present our report?
Next time, don't leave your glasses, Majorone.
Okay.
Especially when you are coming to the meeting. I'm only allowing that by visual that you can read.
Yes.
But I will say you can talk. I was going to say you can talk to these issues, but it's going to take time because you're going to be all over. So let's then allow the MM to the CFO to present.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
over to you. I'm not Madam Speaker, I'm the chairperson.
Oh, thank you, chairperson.
Introduce yourself, CFO.
Thank you, chairperson. My name is Rowan Perez. I'm the CFO for Kakisana Malopo Local Municipality. I will present to the committee the implementation of the PUB as well as the audit outcome for the past financial years. In 2016 financial year, the municipality obtained a qualified audit opinion. In 2016-17, the municipality achieved a qualified audit opinion. In 2017-18, it was a disclaimer of audit opinion with 18 audit paragraphs. In 2018-19 financial year, the municipality improved and it went from a disclaimer to a qualified audit opinion with 6 audit paragraphs. The 6 audit paragraphs mainly, an overview was on the accumulated surplus, where the AG felt like the audit, the evidence was not sufficient for the audit adjustments that was made. Irregular expenditure, which the AG believed was not complete, where they identified additional irregular expenditure, which was not included in the irregular register. Property, plant, and equipment. The main finding there was due to the classification error in terms of infrastructure assets and community assets. Investment property, which I felt like the fair value assessment was not done fairly or accurately. Trade payables, where insufficient information was provided, as well as on capital commitments. The municipality adopted an action plan and assigned risk and responsibilities, as well as remedial action to each component that was affected. That led to the qualification paragraphs. We have implemented 95% of the audit action plan recommendation. The municipality, although the municipality received its audit opinion in end of February, the municipality adopted its action plan, and then by the 25th of March, we then the lockdown restrictions was implemented. However, we managed to go back and implement some of the control terms. We managed to achieve a 95% in terms of our action plan, in terms of developing controls and putting controls in place to ensure that these findings do not reoccur in the future. The following slides is just the detail in terms of how each section was affected and how we addressed the findings. In terms of the COVID-19 expenditure, the municipality received a grant of 268,000 rand in terms of the COVID-19 allocation in May, I think, around May. And then the municipality spent 100% of that budget by 30 June. COVID-19 expenditure, as I mentioned, 268,000 was received in terms of the allocation of the own funding. The municipality allocated 4.7 million. The total expenditure as of December 2020 was at 2.2 million. It consists of PPE and the decontamination of municipal properties throughout the municipality. In terms of revenue collection, in the prior year, the municipality collected about 7% of its revenue. As of December, the revenue collection is sitting at 38%. This is mainly due to the impact COVID-19 had on the economy in terms of the debtors to pay its, to pay for the services. State debtors such as public works and rural development has not paid its property rates and taxes to the municipality. However, we are engaging with them, and today, through discussion with rural development, they've said that the first payment will be made by end of next week, and then the following week will be the other remaining balance. So we are currently engaging with these sector departments, as well as the major debt also in terms of property rates is also on the farmers, which currently only pays for their properties rates and taxes when they sell the property. However, we have, in terms of our engagement with the draft property rates policy, we are engaging with the farmers in terms of how to, in terms of their settlement of the debt. Our conditional grants performance for 1920, as reported in the financial statements, we spent all our grant allocation by 30 June 2020, all our conditional grant allocation. Hence, there was no rollover request requested. In terms of the midterm grant performance, the municipality has spent 60% of its receipts which were received by December, which we believe that we will spend the full allocation as at 30 June 2021. In terms of irregular, unauthorized fruitless and wasteful expenditure, currently all unauthorized fruitless and wasteful expenditure is currently sitting with MPEC for investigations. We are the information has been submitted to MPEC, so we are waiting MPEC's response or report based on their investigation. However, management has also done their own investigation in terms of ensuring the completeness of the registers and ensure that there's sufficient information provided to MPEC. In terms of institutional capacity, the vacancy rate for the municipality in terms of senior managers, all senior managers have been appointed. We have six posts, and the infrastructure director and the community planning and development director was appointed in September and October respectively. The Internal Audit Committee. The Internal Audit Committee is a shared service with the district municipality, which prepare a risk-based audit plan for each financial year, and advise and report to the municipal manager and the audit committee in terms of the execution of the internal audit plan. The audit committee consists of 5 independent members. The audit committee members have the relevant qualifications in different disciplines in terms of finance, performance, audit, internal and external audit, and risk management, as well as a legal background. The members of the audit committee is reflecting the slides provided. The internal audit committee is fully functioning. The following documents were tabled by council for the 2020-21 financial year, which is the audit charter, the audit committee charter, the internal audit charter, the internal audit operational plans, and then audits are conducted on a quarterly basis. And currently, the internal audit is busy with quarter 2 audits.
Wrap up, because we said highlights. We can't take
on the
whole. Be mindful of the time as well. I'm giving you to wrap up. Want to interact with what?
All right.
Highlights critical issues of non-compliance. I thought you were listening when I was telling the colleagues from NALED. Wrap up, 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thanks. In terms of non-compliance, the municipality ensures that we do submit our report and stuff on a timely basis, and where we did not. We ensure that it is done timely and sufficient support is given to the relevant stakeholders. I'm not sure if the office of the managing office, the MM, can maybe respond on other matters.
No, I should think we'll allow members now to ask questions in relation to this municipality. Then you will all respond. So responsive mayor doesn't need glasses. And will expect you to provide political leadership on these issues as they are raised. And that the glass issues now is disposed, now it will be questions. So we'll expect you to provide that political leadership. So we don't need glasses in terms of answering to questions as raised by members. Can I see a show of hands of members who want to interact with this municipality? It's Kagisano Mulop. Yay. Kagisano Mulop. Colleagues, I see the hand of Honorable Mutusi. Before I give him an opportunity, on this municipality, there are these issues that I want clarity on myself. Can you share with us, Mayor, what is the names of the service providers in the state, service of the state, and other state institutions who in 2018-19 received awards from the municipality in contravention of the Municipal Finance Management Act and the supply chain regulations? This is the matter that the AG has reported. So we want you to name the names of those service providers, also their connections to people in the municipality. Given that there was... No. Can you focus and stop talking? Major, respect the decorum of this house. Switch off your microphone. It's on. Then write our questions because you'll have to respond to them. You don't talk when you are busy with this thing. The other issue that I wanted, this has been ongoing, this issue of people in the names of the state, in the service of the state and other state institutions. Because if you read the previous audit report for the 2017-18, there's been a similar issue happening. So it happened 2017-18, and then
again 2018-19. The question is that then, why did the municipality not taken steps to prevent and combat the abuse of this supply chain and management processes? The other issue that I wanted to raise, has the municipality held anyone liable for incurring of unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless and wasteful expenditure in respect of the 2018-19 financial year? If not, why? I also want to know, what is the progress with regard to the investigations of two municipal officials implicated in fraud or improper conduct in supply chain management? Then I'll note Honorable Mpumza after Honorable Mutwedi in that order. Honorable Mutusi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunities again. Chairperson, I've got two things, and two things only that I want to raise with this municipality of Kagiso Nobulo. I think this song of service delivery, we have been singing this song, from the when we started with the meeting. There's a collapse in terms of service delivery in the municipality. It's a serious, serious, serious concern, Chairperson. The issue that I want to raise, Chair, is that Mayor, you are here. The EFF in Council wrote a letter to you alerting you that as it is, your municipality is actually, you are illegally have been paying councillor gender buyer since 2019, where there's a court order that his party has removed that councillor. Now, you must explain to this committee, how are you going to classify that expenditure? Because the party has consistently written to you and said, this person is no longer a councillor. Even if the IEC has written to you, to your municipality, that this person has been is not on the list. Somebody who should have replaced that person in 2019 is sitting at home, because he has been expecting he would have replaced that person up until now. That has not happened. And there are political reasons to that, because you know that you are trending on thin ice. Without that person, you are gone as a mayor of that municipality. I want to report to the Auditor General, House Chair, for 2 years, illegally so, and you must take full responsibility about that. You must confirm if you've seen a court order where the person lost the matter in court. We have seen a letter from the IEC telling you that this is a person who must replace a certain person in 2019. You must tell us, like in Mamusa they were saying, that they have never seen it. You must tell us that you have never seen that. Lastly, Chairperson, we've been speaking of incapacity in municipalities. I can tell you that the first experience of the Kagiso Nomolopo municipal manager was when he was appointed as a municipal manager in local government. Maybe we can justify that Naledi one by saying he has been in the department as a consultant, this and that, but let's leave it. It's a matter for another day. But your municipal manager, his first appointment in local government was as a municipal manager. The AG is on record saying that you continue to appoint people who are not qualified for the municipal job. Let me ask, has the municipal manager managed to get a CPMD at last? Because even when he was appointed, he did not have a CPMD. Chairperson, I don't want to waste your time, but those are the two. I'm reporting also an act of financial misconduct against the municipal manager of Kagiso Nomolopo, because he continued to remunerate a person who's no longer on a party list of his party for the past 2 years. only because they rely on that person for their continued stay in local government and for their continued looting of the government fiscals. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mutwedi. Can I allow Honorable Mpumza?
Thanks, Chairperson, and good evening to honorable members and councillors. Chair, I get the sense that the audit outcome on the area of the qualification, I was listening to the fearful that the qualification on plant and equipment was as a result of a classification error. Point noted. What I would like to understand is that is the municipality compliant in relation to the asset registration specific club compliant and again if it's so, does the municipality appreciate the role of asset management? And again, on the institutional capacity, indicating that all senior positions in the municipality are currently filled. Can I appraise this committee to indicate that all those officials who are occupying senior position in the municipality are actually competent, meeting all the competency requirements? Yes, sir.
Please, okay. There was an awkward sound on your part. Proceed now, you are audible.
Sorry. Did you get my question, Chair?
The last portion of the question, you need to repeat it.
Okay. On the area of the institutional capacity, the presenter was indicating that only senior positions are filled. So which means that there is stability in the municipality. But now what I had wanted to understand was that these positions that are being filled are all these officials meeting all the competency requirements and the qualifications for these positions. The mayor was indicating that she has apparently misplaced the spectacles, so she was not in a position to present this report.